hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and on the line with me right now via the web, Mr. Clay McArdle from Explorer Ventures. Clay, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great today. How are things down there?
They're good. I'm only going to be here for another week or so, and then I'm heading out to cruise the Caribbean on one of your boats, the CX2 again.
You suck.
Well, you could come too. That was the whole idea.
Yeah, I know, but then I just got back.
Well, I did too. I was with you. You know, I flew down.
Yeah, but I had to leave again. I just got back in the office last night, so yeah.
Well, that's right. You're flying around in your new plane all over the place, and
yeah, some people have real jobs.
Yeah, well, this is
neither of us are one of them.
But. Well, you know, when your job is flying around the Caribbean and managing a liveaboard dive fleet, a lot of people would look at you and say, "Yeah, that's not a real job. That's a fun job. You love what you do."
I get that a lot, as do you.
But that doesn't mean that we don't get tired every now and then. So, you know, all this travel does have a tendency to catch up to you. But hey, you know, the cup is definitely half full, the way I look at it, and I know you do too. But you just got back from traveling in your plane again. You weren't going down to see the boats again, right? You were doing some other stuff?
No, I had some family issues to deal with. I was home for about 3 days and then had to leave again for another week. But
got it. Well, it sounds like it's time for a vacation. So feel free to let me take this opportunity to invite you to stay on one of your own boats.
You are so kind. You are so kind.
You know, there's things I can get away with when we're connected via the web and not face-to-face like this, even though it sounds like he's in the studio with me, you know, because otherwise he would have smacked me a good, you know, probably a closed fist kind of punch more like it. But
you know, I would have gone down, but I know after a week on the boat a couple weeks ago with me, you're probably sick of me anyway.
So. No, never. We had a great time. Yay, we had a great time. I got a flight commercial on this trip. This is gonna blow after you spoiled me flying in your plane. Come on.
That sucks to be you. I'll tell you what, but you will get there a little bit quicker.
Well, maybe just a tad. Well, no, wait a minute. I have a connection through Miami. So the jury's out on that one. We'll see how long that takes. But the flight to we're going to do the Sable liveaboard again. And this time, as opposed to starting in St. Kitts, we're starting in St. Martin. I'm flying American from Orlando, Miami, through to straight to St. Martin, and then we'll end our trip in St. Kitts and hop on the plane, the American plane, back to Miami and back through Orlando. It's actually, you know, it's a multi-airport itinerary, but it doesn't really cost any more than if you were flying straight and back and forth from St. Martin, and it's pretty convenient on American as well. So it's easy to get there. I'm jaded. You know, after you, like I said, when you do these private planes and flights with Clay and things like that, it does have a tendency to give you something to complain about, you know, Louis C.K. says in some stand-up bit, he goes, you know, everybody's complaining about the plane's full, my seat doesn't recline. You're in a giant tin tube flying through space. What are you complaining, you know? And so, yeah, you got to put everything in perspective in that sense. But
exactly right. And, you know, the advantage of flying a commercial is when you get down to one of those airports in the Caribbean, they'll actually know what to do with the passengers that are arriving instead of our case.
Well, exactly. Like, hey, how are you? What do you need? What are you doing here? you know. But hey, that's part of the adventure. But yeah, you know, that's just something you can put up there on the list of your adventures for future travel. But when it just comes to booking one of these Explore Ventures liveaboards, like we're going to do here next week, getting down there with commercial is it's easy. It's much easier than most people think. And that's what I want to delve into a little bit today, Clay. I want to talk about what it takes to prepare for your first liveaboard dive trip. Now, of course, if you've been on one of these before, you might pick up a few tips that we'll share. But this is really going to be a discussion for people who've kind of held back from booking one of these trips for one reason or another, thinking that, oh, it's going to be too much hassle to travel out of the country, or I don't know if I want to be on a boat for a whole week. What do I got to bring? All the paperwork, blah, blah, blah. And I figured, hey, we're getting ready to do this again next week. Yeah, you know, this will be like my eighth time on this particular itinerary. And so I kind of know the routine quite well now. And sometimes I forget to kind of revisit that stuff. That's a common question you guys get at the office from newly booked passengers, I'm guessing, at Explore Ventures. Am I right?
Yeah, it is. It is true that, you know, people that either don't travel all that often, maybe once a year, haven't traveled on a liveaboard dive boat, or haven't traveled out of the country all too frequently, have a lot of questions about, you know, when they first sign up for the trip. But, you know, we've got a trip preparation sheet that really gives you a pretty good detail of what to expect, what to pack, what you are going to need, what you're not going to need. And, you know, packing for a liveaboard trip is very easy compared to, you know, a lot of the other travel that you might have done. The, you know, our liveaboards are fairly informal. So you can spend the entire week in a t-shirt and bathing trunks, you know, if you want.
Yes, which I have done, but not even by choice. I've done that before. There was one trip a long time ago that the airline lost my luggage.
So yeah, well, we do recommend different t-shirts and different bathing trunks on
right.
occasion during the course
as
of the week.
As opposed to wearing the captain's drawers for 3 days straight.
exactly.
Which was what I did in my case. But you know what? I fit in. No one really noticed, and or they didn't share if they did.
But really, you know, and I, you know, I've been doing this for 27 years, and I still overpack occasionally. You know, and you know, you really just need, as I said, bathing trunks and t-shirts. You know, if for the Friday night at the end of the trip, you might want to have, you know, a relatively nice pair of shorts and a nice short sleeve shirt or something like that. You know, bring a rain jacket just in case you get the normal Caribbean showers during the course of a week. But other than that, there's no need to change multiple times. You know, we do recommend people bring soft luggage because it's pretty easy to store that either in the room or, you know, in the places on each boat where we can store your luggage for the week after you unpack.
Mm-hmm.
It's soft luggage is a lot easier to deal with. You know, as far as packing for, you know, clothes and, you know, personal items, it's really not much of a deal at all.
Yeah. You really don't have to pack much, and anything you forget, they usually have a nice little boutique of stuff right there on the boat with some, shirts, hats and things like that. And even if you get in a pinch and you forgot some toothpaste, they usually have some of that stuff that they can sell you cheap as well on the boat. So you guys are well equipped to handle pretty much every type of, necessity in that regard. As far as getting there, for instance, like, you know, we're flying, American Orlando to St. Martin to board the boat there. A lot of people worry about, first of all, flying in to the airport and like, okay, I'm coming in here, and on the form you actually have a line on there says, okay, you're coming in on what flight at what time, let us know. And a lot of people don't even know what that's for, but really the plan is you guys know who's coming in for the trip each week, obviously, but you make sure they're squared away as far as how they're planning to get to the boat, to the marina, and where it's going to be docked, and take care of those accommodations, or at least make sure that people are squared away and know where they're going to be, and you know where they're going to be, right?
Yeah, exactly. We do try to get everybody's arrival time. It's not an exact science, simply because sometimes flights are delayed, or mm-hmm. you know, whatever the case might be. We do have somebody meet everybody at the airport on that Saturday. And if by chance you aren't met at the airport because of some miscommunication, something messed up, we didn't get the information, the guy gets a flat tire on the way to the airport, whatever the case might be, then, you know, we give you a destination. It's like you're going to be arriving at the airport and going to, for instance, Bobby's Marina in the case of St. Martin. So if you're not met at the airport, just catch a cab to Bobby's Marina. It's really easy to do. And once you get there, you just board the boat and, unpack your gear and you're ready to go. There's really nothing to it.
Yeah, it really isn't. You know, they take all the mystery and confusion out of it for you, and really know how to do this because they've been doing it for so long, and make it easy. Take the, you know, the not just the mystery but the anxiety of the whole travel experience out of the equation, so you can just get right in live aboard dive mode, which, trust me, is the best mode to be in if you're a scuba diver. All right, we're going to talk about what you might see and some crazy, insane specials that Explore Adventures is offering right now. That's coming up next. Stay close.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterkay.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Water is better when you breathe like a fish. Water is better when you're making a wish. Right now I wish that I was making bubbles, diving away all my troubles.
Hi, I am Peter, a dive guy from Humboldt Explorer and the Galapagos Islands. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to the diving. Now, here's the guy who likes stirring the boobies as much as I do. Roy the Dive Master.
Will there be boobies?
Oh, yeah.
You know, these are birds. Those are birds you will see in the Galapagos, okay? So get your mind out of the gutter. Or we'll just leave it there. We'll address that at some point during the show, surely. All right, I got Clay McCardle on the line from Explore Ventures. You can go to the Galapagos and do the Humboldt Explorer, or you can go on the CX2 with us a week from today. Actually, we're heading out there, and 2 weeks from today, you'll hear our broadcast from the deck of the Caribbean Explorer 2. And I don't know, there's always a chance Clay may come out at the last minute and surprise us. There is that slight chance, right, Clay?
You never know. It annoys the crap out of the crew when I do that, but, right. But you never know.
Yeah, he could do one of those surprise visits. Hey, the owner's here. Oh, jeez. You know, no, their crew, they act the same way whether he's around or not. They're good folks for sure. But, all right, so we've addressed some of the things you might want to, well, you really don't have to worry about if you're considering booking a liveaboard trip. And this really is the way to dive. I mean, eat, sleep, dive, eat, sleep. Sleep a little bit more, eat some more, then dive. Whatever, you know, you dive as much or as little as you want. You eat as much or as little as you want. You have a tendency probably to eat more than you probably should.
Don't ever plan on, like, being on a particular losing weight diet.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Yeah. I think the average poundage I put on per a week at on a liveaboard with Explore Ventures is in the 3 to 5 pound range.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Yeah, you know, I haven't even recovered from the last trip, and I'm going on this one. So,
really?
But it's, you know, they're quality pounds. That's how I justify it. But anyway, it's good stuff. It's good food. You can eat very healthy if you want, by the way. But it's, you know, when tuna starts throwing out the brownies and the cookies and everyone else starts, you know, they just feed you nonstop, and it's hard to say no. You know what I mean? So just go with it. You're on vacation. It doesn't really matter. So, you know, you go out there and just have fun, and you just dive at your own leisure. Now, I can't emphasize how much fun it is to be able to go on a schedule that's so laid back. You don't have to worry about rushing to get to the dive boat, finding your spot for your dive gear, setting up your gear for every dive, and all the stuff that kind of creates, you know, anxiety when you're getting ready for the dive until you finally get into the dive. And then you have you have that opportunity to kind of calm down. When you get on the liveaboard thing, you get into this routine. You have some food for breakfast. You go out and you do a dive briefing, kind of leisurely, sipping a cup of coffee. And then you head out to the dive deck, and there's no rush. Everybody kind of goes at their own pace. And, I mean, you have a bit of a schedule, but it's very, very laid back and relaxing. And that's what it's all about. Right, Clay?
Yeah, exactly. It's nice to scarf down an omelet first thing in the morning and then jump overboard. You know, one of the things we should mention is that, you know, for people that may have not done a liveaboard before, is that, you know, as far as the dive gear you need to bring, we handle, you know, we have obviously lead weights of various types on board. We've got, you know, obviously the tanks, weights, weight belts, that's all included in the price for the week.
Right.
So basically you just need to bring your BC, reg, whatever wetsuit you feel most comfortable with, given the water temperature. And we can tell you what the water temperature was the previous week if you're, if you want to have some further information. Fins, mask, snorkel, just the basics.
Right.
If you've got a specialized computer, you might want to perhaps bring an extra battery for that computer. But there's very little to pack, even in terms of diving gear. That's not to say that if you've got a bunch of specialized equipment that you enjoy diving with, you can't bring it.
True.
Because the crew really enjoys playing around with all the neat stuff that people bring down as well.
Absolutely. It's like, but, ooh, I've never seen one of those. What does this do?
Yeah, really.
No, I get that quite a bit. But, you know, it is very easy to pack your dive gear, your clothes, and even, you know, in my case, I can pack all that stuff up. Including my GoPro systems with some solar lights from Light and Motion, and have a little underwater camera set up as well. Actually, probably two or three GoPros for that matter, and fit it in one bag, under 50 pounds. Easy.
Yep.
And you know, you can't say that for a lot of other dive adventures that you want to do where you would need to bring a little bit more, you know, clothes, for instance, and some other things. But even dive lights, they have those. If you want to rent on the boat, they have those. But, you know, things like that. And I would recommend most people, if they're going on a liveaboard trip, it's probably worth the investment to at least have a dive computer. Wouldn't you suggest?
Definitely. I mean, we're doing five dives a day for 5.5 days. During the course of the week. So we offer up to 27 dives, weather permitting, and it's pretty hard. I mean, it can be done, but it's pretty hard to dive tables and do five dives a day, or even four dives a day.
Yeah.
It's possible to do, but you'll be significantly limited in the depths and the bottom times that you're able to do. So You know, a dive computer is definitely recommended, and it's you know, if you're one of those people that you know, like me, for instance, that likes to do two, maybe three dives a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a five dive a day person, but many people are. You know, it's still handy to have a dive computer and not have to go through the mental gymnastics of reading the tables and all that fun stuff. Who does that? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, no one does anymore. Let's face it. Yeah, and I'm a three to four dive guy a day. I don't do all five usually, but that's usually because they have that the booze. They got free drinks available to you, and after dinner, it's too tempting to have a beer, and after you had any alcohol, your diving's done. So I have a tendency to end up blowing off the night dives. I need to do at least one or two of those on this trip. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, you just, you know, a dive computer, maybe, you know, getting certified for Nitrox, or one of the things I see a lot of liveaboard travelers do that have come on our trips, if they're not certified for Nitrox, they'll get certified during the week.
Yep.
And learn, have that skill under their belt for their next trip, and that can benefit you somewhat too. It really won't limit your bottom time too much in the first half of the trip, but if you're diving five dives a day by the end of the week and not diving Nitrox, you might be a little bit limited on how deep you can go and that kind of thing without getting into some decompression issues and things like that. So that I would recommend those two. You'd be with me on that, I guess, right?
Oh yes, definitely.
Yeah. So are you Nitrox certified? You are, aren't you?
Of course.
Okay, I'm just checking. You gotta ask these questions every now and then. I dive with Clay, but sometimes I don't realize, you know, what he's doing. He's kind of working on boat stuff all the time, and I go off and do my thing. But, yeah, just a couple little things. But it's so easy. It's so relaxing. It's the best way to explore the underwater world is on a liveaboard. We're going to do it next week. 2 weeks from today, you'll hear the whole show from the deck of the CX2. Now, stick around, because coming up next, even if you're not on board our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, we have some great deals for you, as Clay and his gang of Explorer Adventures are doing some crazy, insane specials. And we'll talk about them next. Stay close.
Scuba
Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving crazy, insane specials. That's what they're doing this week at Explorer Ventures. I don't know. I guess they came out last week or the week before. Is that right, Clay? I don't know.
Yeah, week before last we announced them. And, a lot of them lasted for up through about noon on the day of the announcement. But
yeah.
We've still got a couple spaces left.
Couple spaces left for November. I think, I don't know, did I see something? There might be some stuff in October as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was two spaces left in October, or maybe four spaces left in November.
Right.
Out of four total trips.
Yeah. But we're talking about some pretty substantial discounts on some last-minute charters that you can call them up and just say, hey, what do you got available? And you guys will run through the list and say, we've got two spots here, two spots there, whatever. If you want to come on, we'll send you someplace cool, whether it's, I don't know, the Maldives, Saba, Turks and Caicos, I see on the list. What are
yep,
you seeing?
All sorts of stuff. Yeah, yeah. And Turks and Caicos, I know, was sold out. That was sold out the first day.
Okay.
And Caribbean Explorer 2 was almost sold out. Then we had a cancellation. I believe it was the end of November for four people on that trip. So we've got that space available, and I think two spots in October, if I'm not mistaken. But it is crazy and it is insane. It's basically, for Caribbean Explorer 2, for instance, it's $999 for the week. And that includes your diving, your meals, your accommodations, obviously, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. I don't know why I do it, but I do.
Well, you are. You're crazy. You're insane.
Yeah, well, I get told that a lot, even you know, not in relation to this particular.
Okay. Well, see, we have that in common.
Yeah, exactly right. But but no, it's an amazing opportunity to see. And you know, the great thing about Caribbean Explorer too, it's personally my favorite itinerary, is that you're visiting three or four different countries during the course of the week.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
You know, at the beginning of the week, we steal your passport and we handle all the clearance issues. You're staying on the same cabin on the same boat, just traveling from country to country, experiencing the diving, experiencing the food, which can't even begin to talk about how great a job Catherine did a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely. Well, I'm gonna revisit that here in 2 weeks. So
yeah, another 5 pounds
at least, for sure. All right, you'll hear all about it 2 weeks from today as we broadcast from the deck of the CX2. ExploreAdventures.com, 1-800-322-3577.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Let's put some distance between us and this island and head out to open sea.
Quit my job, sold my stuff, told everyone to know that I had enough. Said goodbye to my friends down at the restaurant.
Howdy, friend. Where are you headed?
Bought an extra ticket and I'm leaving tonight. It was just a dream, but now the time is right. Baby, you're the only one I want.
Boldly going where no man has gone before.
Just you and me.
Hey, that's catchy.
Swinging in a hammock underneath the palm trees. Coconut drinks got us down on our knees. In the island breeze. They say I can't, but I think I can. Live my life with a permanent tan. Taking life easy is my only plan. Cause I'm an island man. They say I can't, but I think I can. Live my life with a permanent tan. Taking life easy is my only plan. Cause I'm an island man.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is the Scuba Cowboy. He'll be on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us 2 weeks from today. You'll hear all about it as we broadcast from the deck of the CX2 right there as we cruise around the island of Savo. It's going to be a big time adventure. And, you know, we'll bring you into the festivities along with Scuba Pro and our friends from Spare Air are going to be on board. And God knows what else might happen. So it's going to be a fun, fun time. Do not miss that special broadcast. However, right now on the phone with me, or not on the phone, via our new technology, we got the Dive God. He sounds like he's right here. He's everywhere. He's the Dive God. That's the way it should be, right, Neil?
Dude, I feel like Rush Limbaugh here with this microphone. I can hear you for the first time in 15 years. That's great. Well, I don't know, man. You're awful. You're awful noisy with this headset.
Well, I'm a little too close, but it's nice to be near you, or I can hear you without having to be near you, and that goes both ways, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you would add this technology back in the day, that might have saved two or three out of the four marriages you've had.
At least.
That's what he was telling me during the commercial break. He goes, "Man." Would have totally changed my life. But anyway, Neil Watson on the line. Now, I got to tell you, you know, I know you've been doing a little traveling. You've been doing some stuff with your buddy Guy Harvey down there in the Keys, right?
Right. Yep. We had the grand opening of the Islander Hotel last week. And I'll tell you what, they pulled out the stops. It was one big party. There was some major Keys rum flu the next day.
Yeah, okay. Not a lot of work getting done in the Keys. Not like they're typically.
Well, there's never a lot of work getting done in the Keys, but there was even less after this function.
Okay, so the Islander Resort is a new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort, right? It's been rebranded.
It's been rebranded and completely redone. I mean, they've put millions into it. They've got a beautiful Guy Harvey Outpost store there. They've got a beautiful restaurant and the tiki bar. They've got two pools, beautiful beach. It's an amazing property.
Well, nice. And what does it mean to be dubbed a Guy Harvey Outpost Resort? I mean, is it just a new type of hotel that has a little bit more of a ocean conservation message attached to it as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's brand standards that properties have to comply with and bring up to that standards, and you know, Guy is a passionate conservationist, environmentalist, and everything from recyclable products to just everything. I mean, he's Mark Ellert,
right,
is president of the Guy Harvey Outpost Properties, and he oversees everything. And there's Guy Harvey Expedition Properties, which is not as serious with the branding, but the Outpost Properties, which this one is, it's very stringent.
Yes. Yeah, the standards are very high when it comes to what they expect the property to maintain from an environmentally, from an environmental standpoint. You know, like you said, recyclable stuff and eco-friendly type operations and things like that. But beyond that, you're involved because you're handling, I mean, while Guy, you know, focuses more on his art and maybe some of the aesthetics for the property, and I know he's a big-time fisherman, and he dives as well, but they brought you into this mix to handle the dive element of it to make sure it's run properly, correct?
Yeah, I oversee the dive product for all the Guy Harvey Expedition properties and the Outpost properties.
Right.
And, of course, the first thing I did when I found out that we were going to be involved in the Keys is I got a hold of my buddy Slate.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean,
who else?
Yes,
who else?
Exactly. Well, there he is. He's calling you right now, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
That's one of the benefits of this great new technology. We can hear everything, Neil. So I know you're near your restroom. Just keep that in mind, okay?
usually it's the dog barking.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine.
You know, it used to be my roommate's dry heaving, you know.
But yeah. I mean. Well, fair enough. All right, so you're working with Slate down there, so he's handling the day-to-day operations of the dive operation of the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. So how is that working? I know Slate has a new creature feature dive in the area that he's taking people out to every week, but I don't know, what else are you learning about some of the diving in that general vicinity of the resort?
Well, I mean, he's at a prime location. You know, he moved his store down to Tavernier. It's about 8 to 10 minutes from the hotel property, and I mean, he's literally 2 minutes from the open ocean. Whereas he had a lot further running time where he's at before. So he's a lot closer to the reefs, and he's got a beautiful little shop, great equipment. He's, you know, got his nitrox in there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done 3 or 4 dives, you know, in the new area, and it's just absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, so you can do some diving there with Slate, and you go out and fishing. Obviously, fishing down in that area is phenomenal. And by the way, that property, that Islander property, isn't it one of the oldest resort properties in the Keys or something? Do I remember reading something like that, that you guys went through and renovated the whole thing?
It's been there forever.
Yeah.
I mean, we handle the reservations for the property as well. And, I mean, we have people calling to make reservations that are grandchildren, you know, of people that started going there, you know. There's just families through generations have gone to the property. And, of course, they're all over the moon with what we've done with the place now, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that Islander logo, I mean, it's like straight out of the 40s. And you guys still have that, don't you? They didn't even take down the sign because that's kind of like a landmark. Am I correct?
Oh, you know, if they ever took that down, you would never get zoning to put something like that
right
back up. That's grandfathered in probably from 50 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Very distinguishable. You can't miss it.
Mm-hmm. So it's still, you'll still see that Islander logo there at the property.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Flying Nun hat or something.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's very retro looking,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But a cool property. I've been there, you know, many, many years ago. Actually, when I first got certified to dive, going down to the Keys was a common location where we went, and one of the trips was down staying at the Islander Resort. And back then, it was a little bit on the rustic side because it was a little dated even, you know, at that time, but it was a great property. I mean, it's right on the water there on the Atlantic side, and they had a nice little sandy area where you could actually go out, and there wasn't really a beach per se, but there was rocks, and you could go out there and just snorkel right off the property. I'm assuming that.
Yeah, this gets snorkeling right off the property. But the really cool thing is, even though it's been completely redone,
mm-hmm,
it still has the old Florida motel feel to it, where you drive right up to your room, and the rooms have full kitchens and great big screen patios, and it's great for diving. You know, you can bring your booze and food and stuff, and there's plenty of room to store your equipment out in the back. People put even bring paddle boards and stuff down. So the units are just huge and completely redone now. They're beautiful with, you know, Guy Harvey artwork and everything.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And how's Guy doing? I haven't talked to him lately. He's always traveling the world quite a bit and going to this project or this TV thing or this boat show or whatever. What's he been up to lately?
Well, this guy never stops. We spent a lot of time together. It was a lot of fun. Actually, we'll be together in 3 weeks for the International Diving Hall of Fame Awards.
Aha, uh-huh, yes.
Down in Cayman.
Right. Well, I'm going to be in Sabah while you're accepting your award in Cayman there, Neil. You know I would be there otherwise.
I know you would be.
Yeah.
You'd be there in spirit. But, I mean, everybody's going to be down there. Jerry Beatty's going to be down there. Mark Young's going to be down there. Of course, mm-hmm. Guy is going to be down there. Slate's going down there. My son and daughter, Beth, and Neil Jr. is going down there. It's kind of the who's who down there.
The dive god's getting an award. He's being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Everybody should be there. I wouldn't expect anything less.
I'm telling you, I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
They were talking about limiting my acceptance speech to 3 to 5 minutes, and you know how that's going to work out.
That's not going to work out at all.
The best part of the event will be them tackling me and dragging me off of the stage, while I'm holding onto the mic.
More Neil! More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio!
The Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it.
What?
That's the 9th return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Oh, let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're going old school. with Big Wave Dave, because we don't have him hooked up with this new system yet. But we're going to make it happen, right, Dave?
That's right. Hopefully by the time you're back, your world travels, and my next show, we can make it happen.
Exactly. And then we're going to get a live mic out there at the Be A Diver Pool, which Big Wave manages for the dive industry all across the country. And that way, when people are doing this little discover diving adventure that they can experiment with at some of these events that Dave visits, we'll get that reaction when they first get up out of the water and have them share that experience live on Scuba Radio. That's what we're working towards. We'll make it happen eventually. Just need a little bit more time to work out the plan. Because, you know, Dave's on the road all the time, so he's not as easy to nail down as some of our other regulars here on Scuba Radio. And I don't know, where are you this time, Dave?
At home, finished getting the trailer packed up, heading out Monday down to Louisiana.
Okay, heading down south to Louisiana. Now, why are you heading down that way? What are you doing?
There's a big Boy Scout jamboree with 4,000 scouts and their families about an hour east of Baton Rouge that we're going to have the pool set up for on Saturday.
Okay.
Hopefully turning a lot of people into diving.
All right, yeah, the Boy Scout jamboree, that thing is massive, isn't it? It's like...
Well, this is a local one. This is just part of Louisiana, so... I mean, just 4,000 scouts, again, that's just like maybe a quarter of Louisiana.
Okay. So, well, but still, that's a pretty hefty
impressive
amount.
Yeah.
You know, when you get all these Boy Scouts together, they definitely want to jump in the pool. That's definitely right in the, you know, the demographic of folks that really have no hang-ups of wanting to jump in a pool and try diving, I'm guessing. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Correct. We're going to have scouts. There's going to be venturing, which is older teenagers and boys and girls, so it should be a great weekend.
Well, excellent. So that's happening. We'll get the full report on or how that goes here in a couple weeks once I get back from Saba. And then you have another event after that, I believe, at least one more in between heading over to Vegas for DEMA. Am I correct?
That's correct. I'll be back down in Texas. It'll be the Dallas Travel and Adventure Expo, and by then we'll definitely have that live mic up running, and it should be a great program too.
Nice. Now, what is that event all about exactly?
It's a travel show. I work with this group, and they do five or six shows in Chicago, L.A., out in D.C. They're adding Philadelphia next year, so they're just all over the United States, just turning people on to travel. And then, well, of course, we have the pool there, because if you're traveling, you might as well dive.
Might as well dive, might as well do some snorkeling or something, and why not bring a little bit of the ocean or water to them? And that's what Dave does. BeADiver.com, that's the website you can go to and follow his schedule, where the pool is going to show up around the country in the coming weeks, and maybe if you have some non-diving friends, it's a great opportunity to send them out there and have them actually go down and breathe off of a regulator, and Dave will hook them up with everything they need to have that experience. You're still doing, like, the underwater photo and all that kind of stuff, too, I guess, right?
Yeah, they can go right to our Facebook page, and they can download their photo taken at the event.
Nice. And in between all of this stuff, Dave, have you had any chance to go down and do any diving on your own outside of the pool, or have you been pretty much confined to, well, confined water diving lately?
Yes, that snuck away in August. We took a group of eight seriously wounded veterans and six spouses down to Bonaire and got them all certified, and had a great week of diving.
Yeah, you know,
Captain Don's.
I have seen a lot of the Wounded Warrior commercials, and I know, you know, diving's starting to pop up on their radar quite a bit on their little promos for Wounded Warriors, how they, you know, talk about, you know, as part of this program, they, you know, turn us on to things we never thought we'd be able to do, and obviously diving is one of those, and you're on the front line of that, being able to witness what these guys are experiencing. I would guess that's pretty rewarding from your perspective, isn't it, or what?
It's awesome. In fact, this is our ninth year of doing it, and one of our guys who went in our second year, he's actually already a dive instructor himself.
Really?
So it's a great way to heal the family and everything.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's I've heard a lot of the testimonials, and like I said, I'm now starting to see them on TV, which is kind of cool, too. That's just good for diving, not even, you know, on top of the Wounded Warrior stuff. It's kind of cool to see that, you know, filter out to the mainstream media in that regard. And on a personal level, I would imagine it's pretty rewarding to witness that firsthand from your perspective. And I know Dave has told me that before, so we won't, you know, dive into that too much right now. But I know you're really looking forward to the DEMA show, as I don't know. What are you planning to do for this year's event? You got anything up your sleeve, or are you just going to go with the flow?
Just be showing up. You know, we've got the great DEMA Awards party and Friday night this year, of course, and we're kind of like doing the old Temptations, kind of bringing back the old, and should be a great week.
Yes.
Show 4 is about sold out, so there's a lot of people looking forward to go.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's always, you know, a little bit more colorful when it's in Vegas, it seems to me. I don't know. And that may just be the bright lights and the booze talking, but I don't know. It's, you throw that mix into it with the DEMA crowd and the dive industry, it has a tendency to create quite a volatile mix that is quite entertaining. Yeah, and you'd agree with me on that, I'm guessing.
That's correct. Vegas is a great place for the show. Brings the people from East, West Coast, you know, all over the world. So it's just a fantastic event.
Yeah, absolutely. When it is out there in Vegas, you do get a lot more people from the Pacific. You know, I mean, you know, we get from both, but definitely when it's out there west, that has a tendency to bring a few more of the operators from out in the Pacific, like Fiji and Palau and some of those folks that we may not necessarily see at the Orlando show.
That's correct. You know, because everybody loves going to Vegas.
Everybody wants to go to Vegas and mortgage your home and that kind of thing. So they figure, why not? Let's gamble on another year. So Big Wave Dave will be there, so you know it'll be a party. Dave, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. We'll check in with you again here in a couple weeks, my friend.
Good deal. Hey, when you're at your show, stop on out to the pool in Vegas and check out some of the new gear that's coming out for the year. Hopefully we'll have some new stuff testing out.
I have no doubt about it. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember,
be a diver, be amazed, be adventurous, be a diver.
Well, okay, it's always better down where it's wetter. Okay, we'll just get them all in today.
Okay.
Safe diving, everybody.
See you later.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.